the biggest memory that I have coming over here was when we were in LA airport, we were waiting on our layover to San Antonio. And the first thing that I remember was opening a bottle of Coca-Cola. And that was my first drink I had in America, sitting at the airport drinking Coca-Cola. I've never had Coca-Cola before back home. Actually, I don't remember they had it when I was back there in the 80s, and it probably did, but it was more of a special thing, I guess, and I never drank it until I came to the U.S. My name is Ronald Muljadi, and I was born in Palembang, Indonesia. Moved here when I was 5 years old with my mom and dad and my sister. I can say that when I was growing up in school, there was no Indonesians around. It was just me and my sister, my mom and dad. And so I did not get the full experience of what Indonesian is like until I got older. As a teenager, I really didn't know who I was. And I didn't really know until probably college, because when I started meeting other Indonesians, that's when I think I wanted to make sure that I don't let my heritage go. And so maybe that was a big reason why I found my wife, and she was Indonesian. And so I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna marry this person. So, and I don't know, that's a big change. And I said, you know, I don't wanna forget. Yes, going back, you know, every 2, 3, 4 years during middle school or high school, you see it, but you know that you're there, you're gonna leave within a month or 2 months or 3 months, and so you just forget it. Now that I have two daughters, I hope that my wife and I can instill the Indonesian culture in them so they don't forget it. And so if they have children, they can remember it. You know, we don't want them to forget the food, the music, the independence of Indonesia. It's just the culture, their grandparents are still over there. We don't want them to forget anything, because, you know, time will just make it all disappear.